Every year we do this show. We don't exactly know why we do this show. I guess we do the show because it makes us happy, and we hope that it makes you happy. It's kind of an end-of-the-year show. Big Al Anderson, who is a songwriting and performing legend with the Wild Weeds and then NRBQ and now a major force in Nashville, he comes up and joins us in studio along with Jim Chapdelaine. And then we're just kind of having a party. And then the doorbell rings, and there's somebody else, and they come in, and maybe they do a song. And I don't know, maybe Kyle and Wolf and I write a song. And the show just kind of unfolds. And I can tell you that the outline, the plan, the script for this show is about 6 words that I have on an iPad. But we're going to be okay, I promise you, and so will you after the news.
Girl, you know that I would be lying if I said I didn't look around. We both know there are a whole lot of pretty women in this town. But you ain't got no reason to worry and thinking I'd ever stray. I never take for granted what I got. I count my blessings every day. One's your beautiful smile.
Two.
Two's your southern drawl.
Three.
Three's the way that you kiss me.
Four.
Four's for you got it all. I could go on and on, but I keep it under my hat.
There's so much more that the good Lord gave me, but we won't talk about that.
That I love you is kind of like counting stars. Besides, I have to be careful. I wouldn't want to count too far.
One.
One's your beautiful smile.
Two.
Two's your southern drawl.
Three.
Three's the way that you kiss me.
Four.
Four's for you got it all. I can go on and on, but I keep it under my hat.
There's so much more that the good Lord gave me, but we won't talk about that.
One's your beautiful smile.
Two.
Two's your southern drawl.
Three.
Three's the way that you kiss me.
Four.
Four's for you got it all. I could go on and on, but I keep it under my hat.
There's so much more that the good Lord gave me, but we won't talk about that. So much more that the good Lord gave him. We won't talk about that.
All right. Well, welcome to our show. It's time that we explain what you're hearing right now. And we'll first of all tell you that we do this show every year for reasons unknown. I think it's because Big Al Anderson comes for his dentist appointment here in Connecticut. And it's like everything changed. Do you still see your dentist here in Connecticut?
No, I sadly had to move.
All right, okay. So for some reason or other, Big Al Anderson's back in Connecticut. Jim Chapdelaine's here in the studio with him. And this year, several things are new. One of them is we've never done this before, but we're actually recording this on Thursday for air on Friday. Usually we do it live and everything gets screwed up, and that's sort of part of the charm of it. And I feel – do you feel like some of the energy is kind of –
Well, I've planned several screw-ups that I want to overdub.
Right.
Just okay. In the event that things – we lose the vibe.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of post.
So I don't remember all the other times.
No, I won't. I mean, part of the whole joy of this is that we could be doing the same show over and over again because none of us would truly remember
That's
it.
That's true.
So, and the other thing is we have a larger band in here. So, Jim, are these floor models or Shinolas?
They're both.
They're both.
The two can coexist.
Okay. You can, they could. It's like a quantum thing where they can exist.
Yes, these are twin particles.
Would you like to introduce the Shinolas slash floor models?
So on bass, we have Paul Kahansky.
Hello.
Paul, that was excellent counting, by the way. I thought your counting on that song. It really stood out.
Past four, I lose it.
Yeah,
just enough.
And on drums, Lorne Entress.
Good to be here.
All right.
The song would have gotten along longer, but they only knew up to four.
Oh, I like the fact that we're going to have rim shots.
Yes.
Right, rim shot. Right.
Whole show.
So
we need a slide whistle.
Right. So we're just having kind of a little party here in the studio in between the holidays. There is no name for this period of time, right? I mean, there's sort of Advent that comes up to Christmas. There's like, you know, there should be a word, you know, for this time where
we call it the Big Al season.
The Big Al season.
The Big Al season is upon us.
Because it, you know, it taint Christmas and taint New Year's, but I don't think we want to go there with that name.
No.
And
Nether.
Nether, not a Nether thing, but it is just sort of a strange time where you're not even sure you should even work, you know. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Exactly. This is not work. So we should say something about where you guys are going to be playing besides this particular cramped location right
Last night we had about 3,500 people in a 200-seat. No, actually we didn't, did we? Because we haven't. Have we played last night? Let's get back to the quantum.
It is okay. It is in real life, IRL. It's Thursday right now.
Right.
Okay. They will be hearing this on Friday.
All right.
All right. Now adjust your thoughts accordingly.
Yeah. So tonight, Friday.
Friday.
We'll be at Infinity Hall in Hartford, which is quite tightly sold out. It's not sold out. I mean, you could buy standing room like. So it's the men's room.
It's loosely sold out.
But it's generally sold out. Yeah. However, there are comfortable seats, probably previously occupied by Mark Twain out in Norfolk, at that beautiful, small, intimate venue called Infinity Hall Norfolk. So we'll be out there Saturday night.
Such a great room because it's all wood.
Yeah, it is. It's a the acoustics there are incredible.
I know.
They're really just everything sounds gorgeous there.
Blew my mind. I used to live above the bar next door.
Really?
I didn't have to go out. I could just walk downstairs.
Did you learn the Norfolk High School cheer?
Yes, I'm not going to say it, though.
What? We don't drink and we don't smoke. Norfolk, Norfolk, Norfolk. That's the one I know.
It's okay for you to say that.
Okay.
I have my values.
you have your values and you're clinging to them. So, we're just here. We're relaxing. We're talking. We've been friends for a really long time. You can hear some more songs here. Although, I think I see somebody on the sidewalk right now. Is there... Who's that? Let's open up the door. It's Kate Callahan.
Oh, my goodness.
Former Connecticut State Troubadour, a great singer-songwriter in her own right. And I think she's got her guitar with her. I don't know. Jim, can you just like make some room for her over there at the microphone? Maybe she'll do a song for us. This is so exciting. It's like this was what really makes it a party. You have these surprise guests. And so, hi, Kate.
Hi, Colin. Wow.
It's so great you were in the neighborhood here.
Yeah, I take my stroll, you know, past here every couple of hours, every single day.
So this is so terrific because we're going to have all kinds of music here. But we're going to. We should also say, Kate brought her mom. Marcia is also with her, so she's pulling up a chair here. I don't think she's going to necessarily sing, but you're going to sing, right?
I'm going to sing. You know, I broke a dry spell of about a year of not writing anything, and. I'm gonna play the new one. That's not it. It's called Cold Feet. You told me you saw me on top of a red blanket with holes in my socks, and I left a marriage so you could see me again and again like you do. And winter is coming on and you are pulling my socks off. And nothing says love like cold feet. And if I'd met you 2 years before, your head would be cloudy, your motives be poor, but in 12 steps you found a new life. And you've never been such a balm to my side. And winter is coming on, and I am pulling your socks up. And nothing says love like cold feet. And love is patient, love is kind. And I've got questions, and you give me peace of mind. La-da-da. Temper my shaking with the words from your soul. Enjoy me and I'll enjoy you. This blanket is warm, expectations are few, and winter is coming on, and you are pulling my socks up. And after the autumn is gone, we'll dance barefoot till we can. Nothing says love, oh, nothing says love, oh, nothing says love like cold feet.
Woo! Yeah. Kate Callahan, it could be just a circulation problem, you know. You should see your doctor. Yeah, as long as you guys are both sitting side by side there, you said an interesting thing about a dry spell. And I'm always interested in people who, like, write songs. Al, I'll start with you. Like, do you wake up certain mornings just bursting with creativity, or do you have this kind of rule that, okay, I'm going to sit here for the next 5 hours on this particular day until I write a song? Or how does that all work?
Well, I always write with somebody else.
Yeah.
So I have to... You just get in, it's just something starts to happen.
Yeah. So that there's like a situation that you set up.
You're co-writing, you can't get, you usually don't get that disease.
Yeah, that where you're just not gonna do it. Right?
Yeah.
So if you didn't have somebody sitting there with you saying,
at my age, it would take me like about a month.
to come up with a title. All right. And so, Kate, you had a creative dry spell.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you know, for 15 years I've been writing handwritten lyrics and notes and maybe a little bit of a recording device to help me remember things from day to day. But this one I just played, I sat myself down in front of a large screen computer and just sort of stared at the screen and started strumming and typing and yeah.
And now, does it feel like a logjam has burst and you will be able to write lots of other songs?
Totally.
Yeah, you're okay now. You're good.
I'm good.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good news. I think what we should do is take a break so that we can switch people back into position. As we do that, could the floor models maybe just give us a little instrumental thing to kind of get us out to a break here, or the Shinolas, depending on. Okay, and we're back, and now I think I have not really fully explained, not that there is a plausible explanation for what's happening here, but every year, Big Al Anderson, songwriting legend, Nashville songwriter, one of the part of the core of NRBQ, and before that, a legendary musician with the Wild Weeds, and I'm sure I've skipped, I think he was Secretary of Agriculture for a couple of years. I don't know. He has a very impressive resume.
I didn't like the food.
No. That's a good – there's a song title. I was Secretary of Agriculture, but I didn't like the food.
It's a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit right
there.
It's
definitely a hit.
Yeah, and Jim Chapdelaine, you should know who Jim Chapdelaine is by now, but he's on the show an awful lot. He's a producer, guitarist, singer, songwriter, arranger, mixer.
Enough.
Yeah, enough. Okay, enough. And then we also have the floor models slash Shinola is also with us. This is new this year. Kate Callahan's here with her mom, so it's starting to feel like a party. And we have judges. We can't really say too much about the judge. We do have judges, though. And if a ruling were needed, there are two judges here.
Also, I think we all feel a little judged.
I feel judged. I feel. How would we break a tie? There's only two judges, too. So I don't know how we would do that.
I took an online course one time, in full disclosure.
Oh, really?
Are? And it came with a robe and a powdered wig.
Courses starting now can make you a judge in 6 weeks. Exactly. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'm a universal life judge.
Yeah, no, Rachel Ray was in a way connected to that. I don't think you're really a judge. So, you know, Al, one thing that Jim and I are doing later this month, which you would certainly be invited to do with us, except you'll probably be in either Tennessee or New Mexico or something, is we're going to do a night where we and others talk and sing about Elvis. So give me your Elvis thoughts, your Elvis connection, your Elvis. Give me something.
A connection?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's your relationship with Elvis?
A brief discourse.
A brief discourse, exactly. That's what I want.
He started for white people.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Were you growing up, were you an Elvis like
oh,
Elvis
yeah.
like
he's oh, definitely
a demigod? Yeah.
And I kind of
You're almost at a loss for words, which is very unusual.
Well, I thought he was great from 54 to 58.
Yeah.
but he was so good, it's sickening.
Yeah. So that's where it falls off for you, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, Suspicious Minds. The Mac Davis
stuff. It wasn't
stuff.
Wrong. Yeah. I like the songs, but it's not Elvis.
Yeah. So you need him just to be a flat-out rock and roll.
Yeah, and then he did that the 1969 thing. Yeah. He was great.
Yeah. I don't know what he did in
the leather
oh,
Elvis.
The leather Elvis. Oh, yeah. The white leather Elvis?
The sewer, yeah.
No, black
Singer
leather.
Sewing Machine special. That's what was sponsoring.
There was a Singer Sewing Machine special?
Yeah.
All right. Clearly, I need to enlarge my understanding of,
you
of
have
Elvis.
To, you
I don't
have
know
to
these
see
things.
That. You have
I don't,
to see
yeah,
that.
I don't know these things, and I'm going to be hosting something.
And a lot of his songs were written by Lieber and Stoller, and they're my heroes.
So we should have worked up an Elvis song, but instead, are you.
No.
Boy, it was like he just was in the room for a second.
Elvis is in there somewhere.
yeah, maybe the judges could, like, somehow or other issue a habeas corpus to get Elvis out.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the thing they do, habeas corpus. Did that come up in the course you took at all, habeas corpus? Was that mentioned at all?
There was some Latin stuff in there. I'm not sure what it was.
All right. So I think you should do a song to break the tension here. What are you going to do?
What else? What do you want?
How about another, Every Time I Fall in Love.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I like that song.
Band.
That has been done on this show before, but it's one of my favorites.
But not with a band.
Not with a band.
This is better this way.
Yeah. We should say that this is a song, I believe, was written for the television show Nashville.
No, it wasn't.
No?
We just wrote it.
Wrote it, and then they used it.
They picked it up.
Yeah, picked it up, yeah.
The show is no more.
I know. And it was sung by that beautiful woman. Claire, was that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Ready?
I'm in heaven on silent ground. It makes my world spin round and round. I'm inside out, I'm upside down. Every time I fall in love, I lose my keys, I lose my cool. I never learn, it's like I'm back in school. I end up breaking all my rules. Every time I fall in love, I've been here before, and I'll be here again. I tell myself there's no one else, and then I'm flying high with the birds and bees, but then they get the best of me. How come it feels like it's meant to be? Every time I fall in love, tell myself there's no one else, and then I'm by the phone waiting for her call. Best looking thing that you ever saw, all dressed up for the wreck. Every time I fall in love, every time I fall in love.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, every time I fall in love. Really one of my favorite Al Anderson songs of all time.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, your vote would count more than mine, I would think, about what would be your favorite song of yours. All right. So, big Al Anderson in the studio with us right now, Jim Chapley, and also the Flora Models / Shine
Models.
Models. The Flora Models. They are there as well, Kate Callahan and her mom, two judges. It's really, you know, it's. I feel like we're like in some kind of like.
We need a goat.
Yeah,
we
it's something. Like we're in some kind of Sartre play or something, you know.
No, I thought of another name for the band, but they didn't go for it.
What was it?
Big Al Qaeda and the Taliban.
Oh!
No, we don't want to do that.
Oh, it's a good thing we're taping this.
That's right, that's right. No, that's the kind of thing that we would preserve, though, you know.
Yeah, right, it's, right.
So they will be playing at Infinity in Hartford, which is a beautiful, beautiful place to play. And that's Friday night, tonight, if you're listening tonight, today on Friday. And then Saturday up at Norfolk, the also beautiful Infinity there. And
it goes forever.
It goes forever? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Infinity?
Exactly.
I didn't understand that.
It used to be a scarf that they turned into two clubs.
I thought it was an auto dealer sponsorship kind of thing, you know, and I did not understand. Well, Sydney, we were here, and it's kind of the end of the year. It's almost New Year's Eve. That's why we do this. We're kind of having a party here in the studio, and I'm looking out on the sidewalk again. I think I see who's at the door now?
Hey,
oh, hey, it's Kyone Wolf, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everyone. Wow, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah, more people.
Kate,
than
how are you? Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't have a mic, so she can't answer you.
Well,
she and her mom are there in the corner.
Good job, Mom.
And you can see the judges, right? The judges are there.
I'm going to be especially nice to the judges.
Yeah,
I have a feeling
nice
I'm going to be facing them in some other context at some point in my life.
Right. Even if it's just trying to get out of jury duty. Which, by the way, you shouldn't do.
I love jury duty. Has anybody here done jury duty?
Called. Have you been?
I signed up for extra.
Yeah. You would be a good juror.
Voir dire is my favorite.
Voir dire?
Yeah.
We wrote a song about voir dire once. Yeah. Remember that, Colin?
We did write a song about voir dire. I don't think there's any reason for him to talk dirty like that in our, on our show, though. And so, you know, Kate just did a song that took her 2 days to write. And so this morning, Wolfie and I wrote a song. I don't know. I worked for, I'd say, 45 minutes on my part of it. How long did you spend on this?
Mine took about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Okay. So what's if you add those together? It's like, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Struggle is real.
Yeah, struggle is real. So this song is – you're going to do it now, right?
Yeah, let's just do it now. And then I was thinking if the towards the end you can sing along.
There's a sing-along opportunity.
It should be intuitive.
It's going to be intuitive. All right. So the song is called My Last Raw Nerve.
All right, let's do this.
Here we go.
One, two, three. I stopped smoking Marlboro, stopped watching Scarborough, no longer play peekaboo with Willie and Mika, who are agents of Satan, like commercials with Peyton Manning. I'm planning to bid 18 goodbye and give 19 a try. But as we come to the curve and the car starts to swerve, I'm protecting my last raw nerve. I hope you're all having a week without Kavanaugh. The world would be garbagey if we should lose RBG. We hope she's immortal, 'cause if not, then the court'll go bust. So we must bid 18 goodbye and give 19 a try. But as we come to the curve and the car starts to swerve, I'm protecting my last raw nerve. My last exposed neuron. It's kind of like a squirrel with no fur on. My prefrontal cortex was sucked into the vortex. This year took a lot out of me, and that lobotomy was no cup of tea. So give it up for my last raw nerve. Yeah. Let's lift a cup to my last raw nerve. Let's get some applause for my last raw nerve. Santa Claus supplied my last raw nerve. A round of snacks for my last raw nerve. Oliver Sacks should have my last raw nerve. A final rap about my last raw nerve. A spinal tap would help my last raw nerve. Tired of singing about my last raw nerve.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Colin.
2 hours and 15 minutes of collective songwriting.
Totally worth it,
absolutely. All right, so I know you guys are probably a little scared to follow something.
I feel like we should have been swinging like big mugs of mead in that song and bashing each other about like Vikings.
There's still time.
It's theater of the mind. We could claim we did that. I think if we'd had the whole floor model, Shinola, you know, wall of sound production that, you know.
It's going to be a hit.
It's going to be a hit. Yeah, once we enlarge that. All right, so, but I, even though you're terrified, obviously, to try to come up with any piece of songwriting that could possibly equal what you just heard there.
Good luck, Al.
Yeah. Roll the dice anyway, you know?
Okay. What do you got?
Oh! What's that little jumbo number?
I know.
You got?
You know who Chris Stapleton is, right?
Yes. Last year you were saying that Chris Stapleton is the greatest thing to happen to songwriting since I don't know what.
Well, 15 years ago he was at my house and we wrote four songs, and this was for, this is a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis. And, you know, he was the one of the pioneers.
We're familiar with Jerry Lee Lewis. Are you concerned that we might not know?
Well, you know.
Who the killer is.
Kids could be watching, could listen.
Kids could be, or watching.
So. All right. He was doing real good and having lots of hits, and then he married his 13-year-old cousin. And that didn't go over big with rock and roll.
Right, and there wasn't even Twitter then. I mean, can you imagine, like, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So he went country.
Right, all right.
Where it's okay.
Where it's the I think we know what the implied part of this.
Perfectly acceptable.
Implied statement. We do have judges here. Would you like me to check?
Let's see if we can get a ruling on that.
All I said is they went country.
That's right. I know, but we understood. There's a, like, an implied afterthought.
Well, that's not my fault.
No.
That's your fault.
Well, no, it is your fault.
Baby, I've been thinking, Lord knows you didn't drink it. That's why I went and called you on the telephone. this bottle's got me wondering if you could use a lost long friend. Over the night, over the night, fool me again. I love you. Come and hold me one last time. Then I can make believe, honey, that you're still mine. Woman, oh, woman, pretend you love me like you did back then. Ever since I let you walk out, right out of my life, girl, that wasn't nice. And I'm sitting here on this bar stool, reminiscing all on you. So tonight, please, please.
If you could understand, those of you listening at home or in your cars or wherever, the lack of plan, the way that planning takes place, not before the show, but during 90-second breaks of the show, we're actually trying to figure out how the next, 18 minutes or so are going to go. But it wouldn't be the same thing if we did it any other way. So we've got in the studio, we've got Big Al, Big Al Anderson, Jim Chapdelaine. We've got the Flora model Shinolas.
Lauren and Paul.
Lauren and Paul. I was getting to that, Lauren and Paul. We've got Kate Callahan. We've got her mom. We've got two judges. We may need them. We may not need them. And we've had some other visitors here. So what's happening is that Big Al and Jim and the Flora models and the Shinolas and maybe the judges as well will be performing at Infinity Hall in Hartford on tonight, Friday night. It is loosely sold out, which means that you can, I don't know.
You don't have to sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, if you come, they'll be violating the fire code. But you should come anyway.
They don't really enforce that.
No.
Do they?
Red tape, I say.
They can always go to Norfolk.
Yeah, and that's the next thing. It's the next night you can go to Norfolk. And be careful how you say that to people. But, yeah, you can go to Norfolk. And you can go. I'm not going to do it. I'll say you can go to Norfolk by yourself. How's that? And that's also an Infinity Hall there. So it just, as Jim says, it goes on and on. So before we play more music, or before, more strictly speaking, you play more music, was it a good year in music? Did you guys, I sort of discovered in the world of country Brandi Carlile this year. Now, I realize she was there to be discovered for a really long time. But, did you have any, musical discoveries this year, things that you liked?
Look, I love Brandi Carlile.
Yeah.
For a long time.
That song, The Joke, is an amazing song. Mm. What did you like this year?
I can't think of one.
I knew that was going to happen. Well, it'll come to you later.
It's not that they weren't there.
And you could see them, too.
I'm glued to Sinatra Channel these days.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should work up a standard some year. Do a Sinatra. Do you a Sinatra tune ever in your
life? I wrote a Sinatra tune.
You wrote a Sinatra tune? Yeah. In the sense that you wrote a song and Frank Sinatra sang it, or you wrote a song?
After he died, I wrote it for him.
Oh.
I did. It's true.
Yeah. I won't ask you to do it because then you'll say you don't remember it right now. But, it's a tradition on this show, and maybe we should just do it right now. It's a tradition on the show because we do the show once a year. You have a song about things that happen once a year, right?
We do, Al.
Yep.
And
it's entitled.
It's called Trip Around the Sun.
Yeah.
Singing happy birthday, better think about the wish I made, 'cause this year gone by ain't been no piece of cake. Just another revolution, pull it together and it comes undone. Just one more candle and a trip around the sun. I'm just hanging on while this old world keeps spinning, and it's good to know it's out of my control. 'Cause if there's one thing that I learned from all this living, is that it wouldn't change. I let go. You know you never see it coming, and always wind up wondering where it went. And only time will tell if it was time well spent. Just another revelation, celebrating what I should have done. These souvenirs from my trip around the sun. I'm just hanging on while this old world keeps spinning, and it's good to know it's out of my control. 'Cause if there's one thing from all this living, is that it wouldn't change a thing if I let go. Make a resolution that I'll never make another one. Just enjoy my ride on this trip around the sun. Just enjoy my till it's done.
Sigal Anderson, Jim Chaplin, the floor models in Shinola's, Paul and Lauren. We're here. We're actually doing this on a Thursday. We've never done this before, but we're actually pre-recording this show. I don't know why, because the show is inherently full of mistakes and things that you would fix in post if you were a different...
Nothing's changed.
However, I do want to salute Gene Amatruda. He is the wizard behind all this. He is the person that is making this show sound so great, and also the efforts of Jonathan McPants, who is nominally the producer of the show, but no one has ever succeeded in producing this show. I mean, it's like, you know, we give a credit here, but no one has ever been able to produce this show, right?
Should we make, because it's post, you're going to mix it later.
We're not.
Should we make some extra mistakes?
No, I don't think so. I think the usual number will be enough, actually.
Producers, they put out the money. It's the director.
The director, okay. Well, yeah, you're thinking movies more than. This is like radio shows. We have have no money, first of all, so that's out of the way.
This
so
is like Fellini radio, right?
It is always like Fellini radio, yeah. So, you know, I was thinking about this show today, and I was thinking this is not a ramp up to a song or anything like that, but perhaps a little. You know what I miss is I miss Roger Miller. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Roger Miller's I think you and I might have talked about Roger Miller some other time, but... You know, I mean, all anybody knows is King of the Road, but he wrote all kinds of terrific songs.
Yeah, I did. You know, I played on the last Time I'm In record.
You did?
Back in 98.
Wow. All right. So we have to plan here. This is the part we plan the next section of the show right now. So
let's not go off the rails with planning.
No,
all of a
sudden. I mean, it's just like, why? So I think probably what's called for is that you will do another song. And then what we're going to work towards is a singing of Goodnight Irene right at the end of the show.
But the chorus.
Yeah, the chorus.
What were thinking?
Well, the chorus. I pulled up the – the song starts with its chorus.
Right.
And then there's this other thing. I can bring the lyrics over to you, and you could sing that in the middle part if you want.
We can all sing it.
We can all sing it.
At one point, we all take codeine and die, or morphine. Do we take codeine or morphine?
I didn't – that's actually not in the outline for today's show, but is that
that's in the lyrics.
Oh, that's actually somewhere in the lyrics. Yeah.
Which we're not going to take.
We're not going to get that deep into the song.
No.
I think what we'll do when the time comes is we'll do the chorus, we'll do that middle verse or it's the verse, and then we'll do the chorus again. That's what we'll do. But we're not doing that right now. I'm just sort of getting everybody emotionally prepared.
What are we going to do?
What are you going to do right now is the question.
Let's do a song that you wrote. And the title of it is, you know that title, Paul and Lauren, right?
The thing is, this is not going to be cut out.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to do many. You know, what I want, wait, hey.
I just thought of that too, but I don't know if I know the words. But is it okay to screw up on this show?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we've done it for an hour.
It's part of the format.
It's actually a lifestyle. Think about it. Screw Up Magazine.
Right.
I haven't done it in a couple of years, so look.
Wait.
I'm only human.
So what's it called?
Uh-oh.
What's it
I need a capo.
You need a capo. What is the name of the song?
You'll see.
Okay. I was going to try to see if I could find the lyrics on the iPad for you so I could hold them up for you.
Emergency capo drop in. Thank you.
Really?
Kate Callahan is. Yeah. I mean, if I can find it, yes.
I want.
Okay. You know. But just start it anyway. Once he gets his capo on.
I am capoed. Thank you, Kate. I'm capoed.
I was standing on the corner, looking in the window at a red Ferrari automobile. So much more better to be sitting there behind the wheel. I want that red Ferrari, but the dealer said I'm sorry. I'd do anything good to put you in it, but it cost an awful lot, and the money that you got, well, it don't look like you're ever gonna get it. 'Cause you ain't got no credit. I was looking in in a catalog. I'll tell you what I saw. It was a Fender Telecaster guitar. Played in practice, spreading faster and faster. Pretty soon I know it'd make me a star. I want that Telecaster. It's the one that I've been after, but it don't look like I'm ever gonna pick it, 'cause it costs an awful lot. And the money that I got, well, it don't look like I'm ever gonna get it. I might as well forget it. Pretty senorita, she'd look fine on her 2 feet when she wiggle and she wobble down the street. Lord knows I can't afford it, and she's never gonna know it. The only thing is missing is me. I want that red Ferrari, but the dealer said I'm sorry. I want that Telecaster, it's the one that I've been after. I want that senorita, but I'm never gonna meet her. Just don't like I'm ever gonna get it.
You know, within the Disney world, there's this term of art, Disney movies, called the I Want song. And that's like if you're Ariel and you want to go live up, I want to do this, I want to get out of this town, I want to. That's the ultimate I Want song.
It is.
As Jonathan McPants recently pointed out. All right, so we've been visiting with Big Al Anderson, Jim Chapdelaine, the floor model / Shinolis. That's Paul and Lauren. Kate Callahan's here. Kate, go over by that mic, and we're going to just sort of get out of this with Goodnight Irene.
The year wouldn't be complete unless Al did his baby crying in a restaurant impression.
The force feed?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Force feed.
Force feed. All right, so
and bring in the goat.
Irene, good night, and then
it's your fault for making me do it.
Sometimes I live in the country, sometimes I live in the town, sometimes I have a great notion to jump on the road.
Who's with me? Oh, why don't we gang this?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, everybody.
Just a G.
That's it. Just dedicated to Irene Papoulos.
The through line. Help me out of here.
The corner.
Rams of 2018.